Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Dieksendoig Kokubel Show. My name is Dieksendoig Kokubels, the namesake for this here podcast. Well, that was certainly something. I think that was the shortest episode I ever wrote, other than the pilot, which was 3 minutes long. I think I underestimated my use of Obsidian a bit, as I'm now writing using Obsidian for this podcast, and it started in episode 18. With that in mind, let's not waste any more time on this one. I'll be just going into a mishmash of things that I've been doing as of late and researching. Maybe some of these you may want to look into yourself. For example, my former editor is finally getting his voice out on YouTube. It's in the latest video from my news channel, The Kokubel's Reddit Readings, after some time in hiatus. His only request was that I go ahead and edit the videos for the channel and help him set up an Obsidian vault so he could write these scripts himself. How come I hadn't thought of that? Well, that would certainly be easier to do if I had started using Obsidian earlier. Also, in terms of my former editor, he wanted to give me a small description of what he's like, with the exception being that he's very similar, if not exact, to myself in most areas. Remember when I said one time on Kokubel's Nation that he was using the now-defunct Arco Linux? Well, that's because he was using it at the time. He's confirmed that himself, I think in one of the videos, or a Kokubel's Nation text post or something like that, where he talked about it. Otherwise, he happened to be an aspiring VTuber. He has a PNG right now, and he's one who sounds very similar to me. He also wears a monochrome suit, just nothing special for his design. And we don't even have an official design yet. The only evidence of it is a Stable Diffusion 1.5 generated face shot that I have of him. The model I used, the AI model, was Mistune Diamond with the One Shot and Coconut Laura. And he already looks much better than what we originally had for him. I tested an SDXL model to see how he'd like that version, but his hair looks a little messy, especially since he combs his hair, and I don't. I've probably gone ahead and generated another version of it using Blue Pencil XL, the model I use for SDXL, making sure it fits as close to the original as possible. Granted, I cleaned the metadata out of all the pictures using Matte 2. I'll probably go through that later in this episode. At least, whenever I need to use a different PFP, if necessary, then I can just AI generate them locally using my SD 1.5 models or SDXL. I didn't train the models, but I downloaded them and saved them locally. Because, no dir. Now, I titled this episode as a new era for CISN. The reason for that in particular is not just my former editor being an aspiring VTuber and the new narrator for Kokubel's Reddit Readings. No, I've been working on something that I'll be giving some details on. I'm pulling off a ghost to do this properly. Essentially, I'll be providing sometime soon a no-fluff, no-nonsense course on starting your journey into the realm of free software, hardline intentional trust, and utilizing the inside-outside method of living, digitally speaking. In other words, this is how you can be private in a dystopic world. Now, I get it. Many people are doing this, like Gabriel Custodiate of Watchmen Privacy with Escape the Technocracy, or Xavier Maverick of Privacy X with his Ultra Ghost program. However, unlike those two gentlemen who are charging for this sort of thing, I'm providing it absolutely free. All you need is a will to actually do what will be outlined in the course. I'll be going over a ton of things, but I won't be getting into it just yet, as I happen to be in the alpha stages of designing the course in a way that makes sense. I plan on targeting specifically content creators who just want to start their journey of being intentional with the data they leak. But almost anybody will be able to do this just fine. Oh, and fair warning, it will have some spiritual elements in it, but in fringe cases where they connect the dots for many. Now, you may be asking, how I'll even deploy this? That I have no idea of, as of yet right now. So if you have any recommendations, feel free to let me know. I have some idea of how, but for the time being, I'd want to do something to ensure I can do this properly and privately. Next up, I've been implementing more and more tips from Ghost, who I've talked about on the program before. His work and Obsidian setup structure are the reason why I started using Obsidian obsessively nowadays. I was not really into it, but boy has it stuck with me. Markdown is just as easy to write, if not easier, than plain text, though, granted, the syntax for certain formatting things is quite something to behold. I'll eventually be making an episode where I talk about my Obsidian setup, but I think I'll make that into a bonus episode, at least as of right now. Heck, I could send it the Ghost if I wanted to. Now, whenever I say that I'm posting a bonus episode, like I stupidly did a few episodes ago, I always get sidetracked by something, causing me to not actually get it done. From now on, unless I'm sure I can actually do it, I won't be announcing if I'll be posting a bonus episode. Now, to explain this a bit, how about some ethnic background on myself that I don't normally talk about? This is not an excuse for my actions, those are on me. But at the very least, I might be able to explain some psychological reasons connected to my ethnicity, because I'm a mongrel. Maybe this could be a good reason why my work ethic can be mixed at times. While I'm mostly German by blood, both sides of my family are heavily German, I have the work ethic of a stereotypical Jewish person who can't really learn work ethic very easily. Or, to put it this way, a Jew who is very slow at learning things. But that might be for the better, because we can learn fast by being very slow with it. Reasonably slow. I'm in that weird mix because I'm convinced that I'm a partial German Jew. And if I am, that could explain a little bit why my work ethic is not that great under certain circumstances. Granted, I've had the work ethic from the Caucasus in the past, but the thought process, autism, and binary thinking of a stereotypical radical Jew, a rogue Jew. This isn't me being a self-hating Jew by any stretch, but I'm just bringing to light the type of work ethic I currently have using this analogy. I have no intentions on offending any Khazar or Caucasian European by doing this. I happen to be in the weird mix of different ethnicities alongside other heritages as a mutt. Speaking of, one of the methods that I have is attempting to get data off of data brokers, my personally identifiable information in particular. I'm using Optery to notify me on what sites my data is on, and I just so happen to be on more than zero. Thankfully, I don't give out my PII willy-nilly, so that's good news there. I'm slowly but surely working to ensure that the surveillance dragnet returns more blanks in terms of my PII, which I think I'm making good progress on. I've already requested removal and deletion of my PII from several of these brokers. These are all not very well-known brokers. I'm talking That's Them, for example. I'll have to do this 2 to 4 times a year, per Ghost's recommendation, since my data will return onto these brokers once they get it. It's mostly public record anyway, and literally anybody can take a look if they wanted to. It will be very hard to find me easily, unless you find some obscure data broker that happened to be hosting my PII on there. Don't even try it. And all I ask is that you let me handle it myself, privately. Otherwise, I'm still working on ways to decentralize my life more. Now, I know of some already, but I'm not going to be adding them to the descriptions of any of my videos for personal reasons. As stated in a previous episode, I considered a Mastodon account for CASN and pointing people to it. I'd have to find something, though, that will allow me to do this properly, since Twitter is out of the picture, and so is Blue Sky with its AI moderation slop and toxic community in some niches. Not to mention, both Twitter and Blue Sky are now unusable in the EU due to what could essentially be claimed as a digital ID. Mastodon has its fair share of toxicity too, but as far as I'm aware, it isn't as bad. Maybe a Pleroma or Miskey instance would be more like it. Who knows? Another consideration I made, even though it's also centralized like Mastodon in some cases, is a Reddit alternative called Lemmy. I'm sure there are folks on it and forks of it. And I'll have to look into this as well. I'd be happy to start a sub-Lemmy on CISN so people can flock there if they're interested. I'll have to speak with my former editor about it and see if that's a viable option. I know that once my former editor establishes himself, he'll probably be on Mastodon and Lemmy sometime in the future. I'll probably have to set up one of my browsers, put multi-account containers on it, in order to do this without him cross-referencing. Regardless of the claims being made, I think we have time to prepare for mass surveillance protocol abuse. Now, we don't need to fully go off the grid, as that is what Ghost calls a romanticized exile. Think of this as saying you want to grow your own food, raise your own livestock, have a well in your own property, build exactly to code, whatever the flip you want. If you want to do everything by yourself, self-host everything and whatnot, you are asking for an exile. This is what some people want. However, I do agree that we need to be intentional with decentralizing the tech and applications we use. For example, as stated earlier, I've been using Obsidian to write for the past 4 episodes of this podcast, and it's been a great experience for me. I have multiple vaults for different purposes, like one for my former editor to work on, one for my TTRPG shenanigans, one for my writing work. And I may even make many, many more in the future. The plugins you can get with this proprietary editor make it the most powerful markdown editor in existence. This is why I've been following Ghost's method, because it makes sense for most people. Your average normie will understand this type of thing too. Now, lately, you may have been asking where the face cam is to yourself. Well, I have been going faceless as of late, because I'd want my body to be clean whenever I do so. However, I don't tend to shower as much as I should, mainly because I want to save energy where I currently reside, and our energy company is completely backwards. Doing some things, like showering or cooking, spikes energy usage, and we kind of want to keep our energy usage under 30 kilowatt hours if we can. 20 would be nice, but under 30 would be more acceptable. That's the reason you don't see me in a suit that often anymore, since whenever I make an appearance with a face cam, I'll be in a suit and sunglasses. Now, if you're new to CISN and don't believe me, watch any of the older videos on this channel or Cocules Nation, and you will get an idea of what I go for in my garb. There are some people claiming that the usage of energy will be outlawed in favor of AI taking all the energy that might be considered a national security risk for regular people. I wouldn't go too far into that claim, but I will say that AI structures are straining the grid quite a bit. On top of that, there's probably no way we'll be beating the Chinese in AI, especially since, from my research, it seems that we might not be able to pay for any electric bills in the future once the rates keep rising. And this is good news for the AI companies and other big tech conglomerates. Another issue seems to be coming from the Cyber Gizmo, where its host, DJ Ware, basically mentioned in passing that YouTube might be deranking and devaluing tutorials, how-to videos, and reviews. That's simply because they want stupidity to win. Now, why is this deranking happening exactly? That I'll have to look into. But from the looks of things, YouTube is trying to be a brain rot-based site, just like some other sites are, including The Hub. As for the reason why, I think it's because people, like myself in some cases, are actually too smart for the dumbed-down masses. BlueDrake42 actually talked about this on YouTube, saying that it may be going in a more educational and informational manner some time back. But I think Connor might need to reevaluate this claim a bit. He might have the same conclusion or a similar one to his older thoughts on the matter. However, that might change with the direction the YouTube algorithm is being programmed. Hey, it's an AI-based algorithm with paranoid schizophrenia mixed with sociopathy and psychopathy. Not to mention, it might have megalomania and bipolar disorder as well. Who knows? I will not allow myself to be dumbed down, and I won't dumb down anybody. Intelligence is what's ultimately being killed, and it's by design. There are many events that are causing this, but there's one centralizing factor that I might explain in a bonus episode in the future, if I plan that right. That said, though, it stinks to see what's happening to society at large all around us. Now, living outside the city seems to be the best option for most, though with some changes to start intentionally trusting their data with someone who won't betray them. Last for today, speaking of dumbing down, there is a group known as Collective Shout, which is a feminist NGO out of Australia. Basically, they recently bullied payment processors like Visa, MasterCard, and PayPal into censoring certain things they don't like because they're fictitious and don't cause any harm, unless someone decides to act out what they see in fiction for some stupid reason. Gaming stores like Steam and Itch were targeted by Collective Shout via the payment processors doing the dirty work for them. Oh, and they also defended the movie Cuties. This is Collective Shout doing it. And that's just wrong. They're hiding some really disgusting stuff through their founder, Melinda Tankard-Reist, who's questionable at best, but completely tyrannical at worst. Based upon my research on the matter, she's been in the wrong for censoring fiction. Sure, it can cause a lot of health issues in younger people, roughly my age. I get it. However, you don't need to remove it and alienate people who are lonely and are unable to get a life and touch grass. Melinda should be reconsidering the decision she made to bully the payment processors into removing stuff she didn't like due to her ideology. Likewise, the payment processing CEOs should be ashamed of themselves for allowing the bullying and click-like behavior that resulted in it. That's just how I see it, though, as a gamer myself. Let's just end the episode here before I lose my mind. That said, every episode releases every Wednesday afternoon, provided there are no scheduling conflicts, at 4 p.m. Pacific Time. You can listen to this podcast on Wavelake, YouTube, or any other podcast 2.0 player, such as Podverse, Fountain, AntennaPod, and many more. You can copy the RSS feed, located in the show notes YouTube side, and paste it into a player that doesn't support Podcast 2.0. I now listen to this podcast on Podverse on my iPhone 7, and it works great for my needs, especially with just a quick search. That said, I'm out of time for today's episode. Thank you, and good night.